know Santa's watching you.
A friendly reminder from AM 1460 WVOX.
You're listening to 1460 AM WVOX, America's great community station. This is the premiere of AJC Live, the show that presents global issues of concern to the American Jewish community. My name is Scott Richman. I'm your host for this new radio show focused on the work of AJC both here and around the globe. The local office is in White Plains and covers Westchester and Fairfield counties. I direct that office. However, AJC is a global organization headquartered in New York City with dozens of offices around the world. AJC Live will broadcast every other Wednesday from 11 to 12 and will bring to you worldwide experts, passionate volunteers, and valued partners. I will explore local, national, and international issues. WVOX is the voice of the people. Share your thoughts on these issues by calling 914-636-0110. As this is the first show, we'll talk about AJC's history and its work today. With me in the studio are three incredible volunteers for AJC who will help me explain the work: Stuart Ginsburg, Dr. Elliot Rose, and Candy Gould. Thank you so much for being on today's show. Let's start with Stuart. What's your leadership role within AJC, and what do you do professionally?
Well, currently I'm very honored to be the president of the Westchester-Fairfield region of AJC. In the past, I've co-chaired and chaired a variety of different committees. My professional status is I'm trained as a lawyer, but I'm a real estate professional in real estate management and real estate development here in Westchester and in Colorado.
Thanks. Dr. Elliot Rose, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. I'm Dr. Elliot Rose. My day job is a plastic and reconstructive surgeon at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. My passion is AJC, or the American Jewish Committee, of which I'm the immediate past president and on the National Board of Governors.
Thank you, Elliot. And now Candy Gould, our third guest.
Thank you, Scott, for having us. I'm the past president before Elliot, so I'm the past president. And in my professional role, my present role, I actually am a personal color and style consultant, but my original training is as a chartered accountant, an English chartered accountant. And for the last 10 years, as have Elliot and Stuart been involved with AJC, it has been my passion to spend my free time with this wonderful organization.
Amazing. Three individuals who've given so much of their time and energy for something they believe in passionately, and clearly people who have professional lives that take them away from this. Very, very busy people, and we thank you for all that you do for the community. AJC stands for American Jewish Committee. It was founded 108 years ago in 1906. It has been involved with an incredible array of issues over those years. Fighting anti-Semitism is clear, but a quick look at AJC's history involves so much more than this. Starting in 1910, AJC fought for immigration reform and has been fighting for this ever since. In 1924, AJC defended the rights of Catholics to send their children to parochial schools in this country. In 1934, AJC provided funding for the NAACP for its campaign to pass anti-lynching legislation. And on and on. Its archives are filled with more than a million documents and hundreds of movies and radio shows which point to a long and illustrious history of taking on important issues. Candy Gould, tell us why AJC was founded and why its advocacy work goes so far beyond the issues of the Jewish community.
So AJC was founded in 1906. It was a response by the American community to pogroms in Russia. And they watched helplessly as Jews were victimized. And obviously that was before the State of Israel was founded. And the American Jews felt that it was very important to be able to stand up for Jewish communities outside of this country to show support and to try and exert pressure on the international community to stop anti-Semitism, which was a scourge of that time. And since then, they have addressed many different issues over the years, as you've just outlined. And the organization, I think, is very healthy because it's adapted to the needs of each generation. So the current areas of concern are obviously going to be addressed by you in future editions. But one of the things that we have done over the many years is we have done great outreach in interfaith and intergroup work. And my particular interest in this organization at the present is the interreligious and intergroup outreach. And we have formed some wonderful programs in Westchester.
Before we get to Westchester, Candy, I'm going to interrupt you. That's fantastic. You know what? I want to ask you, though, why reach out beyond the Jewish community? Why is it important? Obviously, there's certainly enough Jewish issues to go around. Why reach out beyond the Jewish community and help other communities?
AJC feels very strongly that when the communities at large are protected and their interests are cared for, what's good for the wider community is good for the Jewish community as well. So we feel very strongly that we need to support the democratic rights of all citizens, and that's why we've gotten involved with immigration policy and other areas like that, because clearly that is of interest to us to have a strong democracy in this country.
That's great. Balancing universalism and particularism. I think this is a unique trait of AJC that Candy just described to us. We're here with the leadership of AJC Westchester on 1460 WVOX. If any of you have any comments or questions, call-in number is 914-636-0110. Let's move more to today with Stuart. For many years, AJC focused more on issues close to home than around the globe. Those were issues of most concern to the American Jewish community at the time. But with the confluence of the First Intifada in Israel, the fall of the Berlin Wall, and the rise of terrorism around 1990, that changed. Today, the organization has a broad international focus. Many consider it to be the State Department of the Jewish people. Stuart, tell us about the work today and some of the priorities of the organization.
Well, certainly the world is a much smaller place, and that many issues have a global significance these days. We still focus on what you might consider domestic issues as well, because they do have these global ramifications. One of the areas Candy mentioned, which was interfaith work and to establish a dialogue with interfaith leaders within this country. Candy also mentioned immigration reform, which certainly has global ramifications, and since we are a country of immigrants, certainly issues that address immigration is centrally important to a organization that focuses on democratic values and human rights. Another area of domestic issue is energy independence. And as we've seen with the recent falling of global oil prices, the issue of energy dependence, American production, increased production of oil, as well as promoting conservation, can have a key impact on global issues. The Keystone Pipeline is an example of a project that AJC supports with the issue of increasing energy independence of nations that may or may not be our friends in the Middle East. Finally, and I think the core of your question was about AJC's global advocacy. AJC maintains offices in many countries around the world, including Germany, in Italy, and France. We're in Brussels. And the impact of our global work is, as times have changed, they also say the same. We still focus on combating anti-Semitism around the world, particularly the rise of anti-Semitism these days in Europe. And we also work diplomatically to promote issues that support Israel and support the well-being of the Jewish people around the world.
That's great. Very important issues that AJC deals with. And in future shows, we will be looking into those issues individually. I'm hearing that we need to take a break. So we'll be back with Dr. Elliot Rose in a few moments to talk a bit about how we work around the world. Stay tuned, WVOX 1460 AM. Salam, salam, aleinu ve'al kol ha'olam, salam, salam. Yavo shalom aleinu, od yavo shalom aleinu, yavo shalom aleinu.
Business news at 20 minutes past the hour, every hour. Here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on WVOX Worldwide.
From the Fox Business Network, the global airline industry expecting its profit to be a record high next year as oil prices drop. The International Air Transport Association says the 2015 net income could be $25 billion. The estimate is based on a forecast that oil prices could be around $85 a barrel. U.S. crude is now trading at about $63 a barrel. Prices of oil have plunged by more than 40% since June. Costco says its first quarter net income jumped 17% year over year. The warehouse operator earned $1.12 a share in the quarter, topping the estimate of $1.09. Revenue came in at $26.87 billion, just missing expectations. And Enbridge, the Canadian company responsible for a 2010 oil spill in Michigan, has agreed to pay about $6.8 billion to settle a class action lawsuit. A pipeline leaked more than 800,000 gallons of oil into a river in southwestern Michigan. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jolene Kent.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
From AM 1460, WVOX.
WVOX.
Yavo shalom aleinu. Yavo shalom aleinu. Yavo shalom aleinu ve'al kulam.
This is 1460 AM. You're here at listening to AJC Live with your host, Scott Richmond, the director of AJC Westchester Fairfield. We're here in the studio with leadership of AJC Westchester Fairfield, learning about the organization. This is the first show. We'll be here every 2 weeks from 11 to 12 on Wednesdays. We left off with Dr. Elliot Rose. Dr. Rose was the president of AJC Westchester, and by day he is a reconstructive plastic surgeon. Elliot, you've seen our international work firsthand. You're certainly the most well-traveled president that we've ever had. You were even in Tunisia days before the start of the Arab Spring. You've been to the Middle East, Europe, South America with AJC. How does AJC work around the globe?
Scott, as you've characterized AJC, it can also be coined as the Jewish Department of State. And that's through its international advocacy by sending teams to various parts of the world to promote the goals of AJC, which is, as Stuart has outlined, which is to prevent Iranian nuclear proliferation, to protect Jewish communities and minority communities around the world, and to promote Israeli security. And it's through that forum that we, as parts of teams, have met with international world leaders, heads of state, foreign ministers, ambassadors, to convey that message to them and try to develop areas of common interest.
Very important. You know, we talk a lot about the global work of AJC, but I'm the local director of AJC Westchester Fairfield, so I think we need to focus a bit. This is a New Rochelle radio station. Let's focus a bit on Westchester. AJC works at the grassroots level. Not too many organizations attempt both such a macro and micro approach to issues. But with 175,000 members and supporters, AJC can affect change at that level, that local level. One such place where this happens is Westchester and Fairfield counties, where we have over 2,000 members and do more than 30 events a year. The organization believes deeply that a strong community of educated leaders will produce people who are active on the critical issues in the community. This radio show is an extension of that education process. Candy, can you tell us a little bit about the local work of AJC Westchester Fairfield? What are some of its signature events and areas of focus, and how does it accomplish this?
So as you mentioned, Scott, we have 30 programs, or we've grown into 30 programs a year, and that's in part thanks to your amazing energy and your ability to be able to multitask and motivate lay leaders to take on a huge responsibility. So
thank you, Candy.
It's my pleasure. You know that we're huge fans. What we've done various things in diplomatic outreach. We have formed teams locally to engage with 25 countries that we are assigned. And what we do is we actually use our teams to have meetings with our consuls general and ambassadors to the United Nations, since we are so close to New York City. And we're able to carry on our diplomatic outreach work from Westchester, using local volunteers to do that. We also are very involved with intergroup and interfaith outreach. And we've actually, since 9/11, we have had a diversity breakfast that brings together the week before Thanksgiving. It brings together interfaith and intergroup leaders to come and celebrate Thanksgiving together and to have some meaningful discussions on the issues that really are of concern to all of us as human beings. The Thanksgiving breakfast has grown from a fairly small event to over 300 people this year, I think close to 350, and that is hosted at Manhattanville College, and it's extraordinary. We also have been reaching out to our interfaith colleagues and doing a program called Sacred Spaces, which allows Jewish leaders from, or the Jewish members of AJC, to go and celebrate other faith religious experiences in their own homes or in their own religious homes. So up to date, we have had seven such sharing of religious services together.
Candy, this is great. And you know what? Maybe we'll delve a little bit more into the specific work in a few minutes.
Okay.
But let me ask you about this lay professional partnership. What does this mean to you? Here I am in the studio. I'm the director of the organization. I'm here with my volunteers. But why is that the case? What is the role of the volunteers?
So I think that AJC is a very special organization, and we particularly in Westchester have been the beneficiaries of an extraordinary collaboration between lay and professional leaders. And I think that what attracts the lay person to AJC is the ability to actually get involved. We're not there just to give a donation to an organization, which is very valuable.
Of course.
We understand that both are necessary. But what makes it meaningful for the individuals is that they can actually participate and have a leadership role for the many activities that we're involved with. And you have facilitated that. You have you've empowered the local leaders to be able to go out and find programming, to reach out to other people and to help them understand about AJC. And as a result, I think that for all of us, it's an unusual organization, and our participation is made all the more meaningful by our active involvement.
We're here talking with Candy Gould, past president of AJC Westchester Fairfield. She's talking about the Lay Professional Partnership, a very special partnership that has helped AJC and the local regions grow to a very important advocacy organization and to bring to life the national and international mission of AJC at the local level. When we come back from our break in a couple minutes, we'll hear a few more details about that local work and other ways that you, as the listeners, can get involved. 1460 AM WVOX. Call us. Comment 914-636-0110.
And national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Refuting a Senate report calling a CIA interrogation program brutal and ineffective, former CIA director Michael Hayden says by 2006,
we fully credited about 50% of our knowledge of Al-Qaeda from detainee debriefings across the board.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
It's the view of the president that the use of these techniques, regardless of whether or not they elicit national intelligence information, undermine our ability to use this very powerful tool.
Meaning America's moral authority. A 67-year-old boater recovering from 12 days missing at sea in a waterlogged boat off Hawaii. The crew of a Navy ship found Ron Ingraham hungry and dehydrated. He'd made Mayday calls on Thanksgiving, with the Coast Guard suspending the search until receiving another Mayday call yesterday. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Sometimes we get only one chance to change an outcome for the better. Only one. Like 14-year-old Bianca, when hip pain was diagnosed as an aggressive blood infection, swift treatment at Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital saved her life, saving her a spot on the cheerleading squad. That's why Westchester Medical Center is so important to our region. For the 3 million people who live here, we offer a level of care that's not just one of a kind, but the only one of its kind. Only Westchester Medical Center. Visit WestchesterMedicalCenter.com.
An all-new empire has arrived with the newest and most popular slot themes, including Michael Jackson, Sex and the City, and The Hangover. Craps, Roulette, and Baccarat complete the all-new high-energy gaming floor. A new Ducas Studio creation features classic American and international dishes with a twist, and dozens of New York brews on tap. Roll into Alley A10, our new Ultra Lounge featuring two bowling lanes, premium cocktails, and live DJs. Watch your favorite team at Dan Rooney Sports Pub, and while you're there, try the award-winning burger. Live shows, exciting promotions, and great rewards are waiting for you. The all-new, all-fun Empire City Casino is located just minutes north of Manhattan with easy access from the 2 and 4 train and Metro North. Let's play!
How about the forecast for today? Calling for some rain and snow showers this morning. All snow showers for the afternoon. Early high temperatures in the lower 40s. We'll drop back into the lower 30s by later today. on gusty north by northwest winds. For tonight, a period of snow likely, coating to an inch likely as well. Overnight temperatures in the upper 20s. Still some snow showers on Thursday morning. In the afternoon, mostly cloudy. Rain or snow showers tomorrow. Highs near 40. Friday, a clearing trend after a chance of some rain or snow showers early. Then the trend will be towards clearing, becoming partly sunny, low 40s. Saturday and Sunday, sunny as well. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide, WVIPHD.
Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather is brought to you on WVOX Worldwide by Entergy and the Indian Point Energy Center, right for New York.
Recently, some people have had questions about the plants that generate our electricity here in New York. You have a right to know the facts about one of the most important providers of power to our area. Did you know that Indian Point provides about a quarter of the electricity for New York City and Westchester, with virtually no emissions and at lower costs? Indian Point's operations are constantly reviewed to ensure safety by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. It's among the most thoroughly reviewed nuclear energy facilities in the country. And that there are multiple federal inspectors on site. And the law guarantees them access to any document, any employee, and any portion of the facility. That's accountability, every day, all the time. I'm Teresa Motko, and I'm an engineer here at Indian Point, and my family and I live in the area. All of us have a right to know why Indian Point is right for New York. Visit rightfornewyork.com for answers.
Merry Christmas!
From our family to yours.
AM 1460 WVOX.
We're back, 1460 AM WVOX. It's AJC Live with Scott Richmond, your host. I am the director of AJC Westchester Fairfield. When we left off at the break, we left off with talking a bit about our local programs, the local programs of AJC. We are a global organization, but the organization also works here in Westchester and Fairfield County. I'm very intrigued by the idea of the diplomatic work. Working with diplomats in New York City sounds fascinating. Dr. Elliot Rose, can you tell us a bit about that diplomatic work that Candy just spoke about and how we work and some of its successes?
Yes, Scott. The vehicle that we use to translate our message internationally is through our diplomatic outreach committee at a local level. We have a diplomatic outreach team of over 60 participants who are divided into individual teams that are assigned to countries. We here in Westchester are essentially integrated with 25 different countries, and it is the goal of these team leaders and members of these diplomatic teams to establish relationships with consul generals here in New York City, as well as UN ambassadors. Because of that unique geographical positioning, we have access to meet with these diplomatic leaders.
So tell us about some of the diplomats you've met with.
My special focus has been on Ireland. And interestingly enough, we were able to cross-fertilize between my professional activities and the diplomatic work that I'm engaged in through AJC. I had the opportunity to operate on five kids from Ireland who had suffered severe burns. And through a charitable organization, we were able to offer medical services to these kids at Mount Sinai. It was through that activity that I was introduced to the Secretary General of Ireland and ultimately the UN Ambassador and Consul General. And through these relationships, we were able then to establish meaningful discussions regarding the goals that we've already talked about that AJC is very interested in.
Fascinating. It sounds like AJC is out there meeting with opinion leaders, and that seems to be the theme that runs through much of this activity. People who are leaders in the world, media, diplomats, heads of state, journalists, academics, those people come together once a year at a place or a a time called the Global Forum. This is AJC's once-a-year meeting in Washington. Stuart, can you tell us a little bit about the Global Forum?
Well, the Global Forum is a unique opportunity for AJC leaders from around the country and even the world to come together in Washington and to listen to heads of state, foreign dignitaries who believe in the mission of AJC, namely democratic values, human rights, to engage in a dialogue to better understand complicated situations. And they want to speak to us. They want to share with us their support for Israel, their support for these values that AJC holds so dear. We also do breakout sessions where smaller groups of people come together and speak with experts in various fields, whether it be diplomatic, interreligious, immigration, energy, all of the topics that we've spoken about today. And usually, I think we get about 2,000 people that come to these meetings every year.
That's amazing. 2,000 people to come to Washington every year to talk about AJC's issues. If anybody's interested, at the AJC website, they can find out more information about the Global Forum, www.ajc.org. I am told that we have a caller on the line. Who is this?
Hello, Scott.
Ah, this is Marvin Israelau. We have a very special caller on the line. Marvin Israelau is calling us from Israel. Marvin, can you tell us who you are and a little bit about your background?
Sure. It's nice to be able to talk to you today, Scott. I'm a past president of the Westchester region, as are the two people who have just spoken before, and also I want to say hi to Elliot as well as Stuart.
And we have Candy in the studio with us, too.
And Candy. Hi, Candy. How are you?
Hi.
I guess it's particularly good timing for me to be talking to you today, Scott, because one of the areas that I have been really interested in for many years, and AJC really gave me a platform to take advantage of this, is an initiative that AJC started during the time that I was president of the chapter, at that time now the region, which we call Israel New Perspectives. You know, as many know, the almost single media focus on Israel has been the conflict with the Palestinians and the attempts to create a two-state solution, but it's all been very focused on political issues in Israel, and as many of us who have traveled to Israel know, that there's so much more to Israel than simply what's going on militarily and politically. I've had the good fortune over many years of becoming involved in an area, in a region of Israel, in the Negev, through an organization, through a university, Ben-Gurion University in the Negev, that is doing some of the most innovative research in some of the areas that are so critical, not just to Israel, but to the world. Israel is very, very similar to many other parts of the world, that nearly two-thirds of the land surface of the world and nearly two-thirds of the surface of Israel are desert. And the Desert Research Institute at Ben-Gurion University is focusing on the unique problems and opportunities that people who live in desert environments face. Today we were visiting at the Desert Research Institute a man who's focused on water research. Water is becoming the scarce commodity that oil once was and still is, but water increasingly is a major problem. And the other area that deserts offer tremendous opportunities are in terms of sun and the potential to harness energy from the sun to use that, which is a renewable source of energy. And we had opportunities today to meet with two of the people who are doing this research. And through the program that we've done at American Jewish Committee called Israel New Perspectives, we've been able to bring people like this to the attention of our region at various events over the course of the year, over the course of the last really 6 or 7 years since we started this program.
So presenting Israel as not just a country of conflict and politics, but a country of innovation, a very important piece of the work that we do here in Westchester and Fairfield County. That's great, Marvin, and I know that this was spearheaded under your leadership, and we thank you for it, and it's grown tremendously since then to programs which focused on Israeli art, theater, music, literature. We have a film coming up on January 8th at the JCC in Scarsdale called Dancing in Jaffa, which focuses on coexistence initiatives in Israel, obviously something very important to contemporary Israel. And we are now coming to our break. So Marvin, I'm going to ask you to hold on for just a few more minutes, because right after the break, I want you to tell us a bit about another piece of the work that you've been involved in, the Jewish Film Festival, 1460 AM WVOX. This is AJC Live.
And national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Pushing back against backlash, former CIA chief Michael Hayden, a day after the release of a report on harsh interrogation techniques against terror suspects, telling Fox News.
From the 100 detainees, 100 or so detainees, that number is one of the other disputes, we got 8,000 intelligence reports.
Hayden says he did not lie to Congress about those interrogations. California getting ready for more protests over the shooting deaths of black men by white officers.
A protest is planned for today in Oakland as organizers say they expect hundreds of white people to show up and help shut down a federal building. It follows a fourth night of demonstrations. Two Bay Area rapid transit stations were closed as a precaution on Tuesday night, and some Amtrak service was suspended as well.
Fox Radio's Tanya J. Powers, Fox News. We report, you decide.
There's more to Fox News Radio than meets the ear. Go behind the headlines and join the conversation on the hottest stories of the day on the Fox News Radio Facebook page. Be a part of the Fox News Radio Facebook fan community. Post comments and tell us your opinions. See behind-the-scenes photos and videos and post your reactions to the stories that matter to you. Click the like button on Facebook and connect with breaking news and features like Fox in the Fast Lane, House Call for Help, and more. Go to Facebook.com/Fox News Radio.
Weeknights, we're busting out a brand new lineup. First, market fraud, government abuse, corruption. At 5, nothing's off limits on money with Melissa Francis. Then, from bloated bank fees to consumer scams. At 6, Jerry's exposing the issues impacting your wallet. Plus, get smart market insight and trusted analysis you won't find anywhere else. At 7, Lou Dobbs is all business. And the first and last name in business, Cavuto. Shedding light on the biggest stories making headlines at 8. Only on the Fox Business Network, giving you the power to prosper.
Planning your next luxurious vacation? Whether it's a cruise, tour group, honeymoon, or family vacation, go to the Duchess of Travel herself, Cappy Devlin. At Cappy's Travel, you get a travel professional who understands the importance of organizing a smooth, exciting, and relaxing vacation. A person who is there to answer any questions. Someone who truly cares about your whole travel experience. Don't leave it to a customer service rep who won't think outside the box. Don't leave it to a .com which can't provide you their honest opinion. You don't really want to deal with the time-consuming headaches and stress of organizing your next amazing luxurious vacation, so leave it to Cappy's Travel. Celebrating 41 years, Cappy's Travel has been providing the best prices, awesome service, and worldwide expertise. She is a member agency of Virtuoso, the most powerful and prestigious travel network in the world. With Virtuoso, Cappy's Travel is able to offer exclusive access, amenities, experiences, and upgrades you can't get on your own. Call Cappy's Travel at 914-241-0383 or visit travelbynet.com. Cappy's Travel, the world is open to you. Experience it.
How do you plan to move the world? Just 20 miles north of Midtown Manhattan, Iona College offers more than 40 majors, supportive faculty, and experiential learning opportunities including internships and study abroad. With merit scholarships of up to $31,000 a year, totaling as much as $124,000 over 4 years, Iona prepares you to move your future forward. Apply online today and learn more about how you can move the world at iona.edu/undergrad or call 800-231-IONA.
Peace on Earth.
That's what I want for Christmas.
Happy Holidays.
From WVOX Worldwide.
WVOX.
Yavo Shalom Aleinu. Yavo Shalom Aleinu.
You're listening to 1460 AM WVOX, America's great community station. This is the premiere of AJC Live, the show that presents global issues of concern to the American Jewish community. Your host is Scott Richman, the director of AJC Westchester Fairfield. Just before the break, we were hearing from Marvin Israelow, and we're here in the studio with past presidents of AJC Westchester Fairfield. Marvin is one of those past presidents. Marvin, are you still on the line with us?
Yeah, I still am.
Great, great. Marvin is calling from Israel. And Marvin, we would love to hear about the Jewish Film Festival, which takes place every year at the Jacob Burns Film Center, and AJC has played a big part in that for the past 13 years. Tell us about that.
So, as you mentioned, Scott, about 13 years ago, we recognized that there was an opportunity to create a partnership with one of the premier cultural venues in the entire region, which is the Jacob Burns Film Center. The Jacob Burns Film Center had been doing a Jewish film festival for about a year before we began to partner with them. And they were looking for a sponsor that could bring some added value to the film festival. And we recognized that this was really a potential that we could both, on the one hand, utilize for the purposes of furthering our mission and also to help add value and content to the Jewish Film Festival. At this point, the Jewish Film Festival is the biggest cultural event in all of Westchester on an annual basis. This past year, we had more than 10,000 people who saw films with Jewish content done by Jewish filmmakers from all over the world at the Jewish Film Festival. I guess the one that I want to just kind of mention briefly, which really helped us to understand what the real potential of this was, as Stuart and Elliot mentioned earlier, Scott, we attempt to create dialogue and engagement with people who are significant to the issues that AJC deals with. And at some point, when Bulgaria had joined the Security Council for a period of time, there was a film that was being developed that talked about a relatively little-known event in the history of Jews during the Holocaust, which was the fact that although there were 60,000 Jews in Bulgaria, absolutely none of them were sent off to concentration camps, thanks to very heroic efforts on the part of the Bulgarian people. We invited to that film to do a program with us at the film festival, a man who was then serving as the United Nations ambassador from Bulgaria to the United Nations, to show the film and to present on behalf of AJC our thanks to this Bulgarian ambassador on behalf of the Jewish people for what Bulgaria and the government of Bulgaria did to assist Jews from being taken away as they were in most other concentration camps. It just so happened that this is a documentary footage, and that the ambassador's father was one of the people who had participated in this heroic effort. He showed up on the screen. The ambassador did not know that his father was part of this documentary. The same footage that was taken during this time was of his father. He literally was almost brought to tears by seeing this. We then presented him with this award on behalf of the Jewish people that AJC was able to extend to him. And we had, as a result of that, plus all of the other dialogue, formed an extraordinarily important relationship with him, with Bulgaria, to the benefit of the issues that we try to bring to the attention of the Security Council at that time and currently as well.
It's amazing. Using the Jewish Film Festival as yet another means for bringing the national and international mission of AJC to life at the local level, using diplomats, using experts. It's great. This year's film festival will be, I believe, April 8th to the 30th at the Jacob Burns Film Center. Mark your calendars, and tickets go on sale in February, and many of the shows sell out quickly. I'm going to move on now very quickly because it seems we are running out of time. To Candy, I'd like to hear, and also thank you, Marvin, for coming on from Israel. Greatly appreciated. Candy,
safe trip. You bet. Thanks.
Hi, Marvin.
You had touched on our interreligious work, a very important piece, reaching out to our community partners. Can you tell us in a bit more detail how we work with our interreligious partners and who some of those partners are?
So one of the programs that I mentioned earlier was Sacred Spaces, which is an opportunity to share a service, to go and be part of a service of another faith. And over the last few years, we've engaged with the following groups: the Catholics, the Quakers, Muslims, Presbyterians, Baptists, Evangelicals, and Episcopalians. And everybody who shares in these joint services finds them a very, very moving experience and something that truly helps us to come closer as different groups. Another program that we also have been carrying on since 1999, so 15 years, is actually based in New Rochelle, the home of this radio station. It's called Shared Roots, Divergent Paths. It's a program that we have with Iona College, and it is a twice-yearly program that brings together Jewish scholars and Catholic scholars that talk about areas of common interest, either looking at texts or looking at issues that seem to be of concern. Most recently, we had our own rabbi, Noah Marins, talking with a scholar, a Catholic scholar, talking about the importance of the Sabbath day.
And we'll be bringing Noam to a future show, and that's an amazing list of organizations and other faiths and ethnicities that we reach out to. One last program that I really want to highlight before we conclude today's show, and that's Project Interchange. Project Interchange is an institute of AJC, and Stuart has actually headed some of our efforts with Project Interchange, as well as come across them. He was in Israel recently. I was leading a group of diplomats to Israel, and I'd like Stuart to say just a couple words about Project Interchange. What is it, and what does it do?
Well, the mission of Project Interchange is to bring opinion leaders from around the world to Israel to give them a better understanding of not only the situation there on the ground, but how complicated so many of the issues are that concern Israel. as Scott mentioned, I was there with diplomats last month, and in fact, that trip was sponsored by the Westchester-Fairfield region, which was pretty remarkable, to bring diplomats that we interact with on a regular basis here in New York to Israel, that we were there with them, and then we were able to speak with them about the trip when they returned to New York. On one of those trips, I want to highlight the fact that the current Cornell Technion partnership that's taking place here in New York was initiated because of a connection made on a project interchange trip, because that trip happened to focus on experts in technology, leaders in the technology field. So the impact of project interchange not only is felt in terms of understanding Israel, but also a broader impact here. You have a major technology center being built in New York that will have a wide impact on technology in the New York region.
Sounds like an amazing initiative that showcases Israel. As I understand it, Project Interchange is not about a particular view of Israel, but simply showing Israel all of its accomplishments and all of its warts. It speaks for itself.
Absolutely.
Great, great impact. I want to just, as we bring this show to a close, I just want to ask Dr. Rose, you are a reconstructive plastic surgeon. You obviously have a very busy professional life. Why do you give your time to AJC? We've heard a lot of great things that AJC does, but in your words, let's hear.
You know, Scott, we all lead very busy lives, and I certainly know as a surgeon, have very limited discretionary time. With AJC, I have achieved an immense amount of personal satisfaction and the opportunity to serve my community. Years ago, before I joined AJC, I used to read the New York Times, during the Second Intifada, and object to many of the things that were going on in that part of the world. Once I joined AJC, I was able now, through diplomatic outreach, to actually be part of these discussions at a global level with international leaders in a very increasingly complex world.
So together, through AJC, we have a platform for making a difference. We're 175,000 members and supporters who together can have a real impact. How can you get involved? Start by attending our local events. Sign up on our mailing list at our website, www.ajc.org/westfair, WESTFAIR. For those of you on Facebook, please like the AJC Westchester Facebook page. Once you do, you'll see multiple posts a day. Like those posts, comment on those posts, and share them. This wraps up today's episode of AJC Live. We'll be preempted Christmas week, but we'll be back January 7th when we'll focus on some of the organization's priorities. I wish you all.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Happy holidays.
From AM 1460, WVOX New Rochelle, and WVOX Worldwide.